I need you to get the chip off your shoulder. I need you to get over your ego. Like, ego work. Some of y'all think y'all need to be doing studying business. Some of you guys need to be studying the ego because it's drowning you. And you're not going to go far as long as you think I'm too good for that. Like, I remember I've had clients before who, you know, be like, I feel like, you know, I learned this already. I'm like, well, why you don't have a result that you should have from knowing it? I don't care about you heard this before. Like, knowledge is nothing if it's not applied, right? And so sometimes our ego, we can get a little too big for our britches, guys, and we look up and we don't have the success that we want. And then we're in our feelings about it. And now our ego is so inflated that it's causing us to stifle our own business and our own self. So service leads and money follows. Here's what I want you to start doing. Just because someone can live with a disease doesn't mean they should. The overwhelming majority of prescriptions written today are written to treat lifestyle disease. Lifestyle disease is defined as conditions which can be attributed to the way in which a person lives. This includes things like physical activity, drinking, smoking, stress, the quality of our social connections, sleep, purposeful and professional alignment, and of course, our diet. But what if there was an alternative? What if before putting pen to pad, we had a comprehensive solution in lieu of pills and procedures? You are listening to the Plant Protocol Podcast for current and aspiring health professionals who are done with simply managing chronic lifestyle challenges and are interested in taking a whole food, plant-based approach to combating them. I'm your host, Lisa A. Smith. It's time to come get this health. If you don't get this, your ego will ruin your business. This is one of the most prolific lessons I had to personally learn in business to make sure I stayed in business. Guys, this is going to be short and sweet today, but this was placed on my heart at about 4 a.m. this morning. About 4 a.m. this morning, this hit me real hard. And I really started thinking through, you know, what it takes to stay in business. So many of us, whether it's a coaching business, whether it's a product-based business, whether it's a service-based business, we're not surviving. We're either never making it to the point where our business is sustainable or we're tapping out early. And so this lesson just hit me today, like in the middle of the night. And I woke up out of my sleep and I pulled out my notes app. And I wrote it down because I was really thinking about what's truly required, kind of like what principles do we need to embody to have a successful business? And I talked to you guys last Monday. You guys know I'm here every Monday. We're going live every Monday. And I talked to you guys last Monday about what's required to curate and maintain a really healthy, thriving community. And during last Monday's live, I shared with you guys one of the core values that we hold at my coaching company, and how that core value has done a great job in helping us have such an amazing community. And I started thinking about this core value again today. Like, we've been really, really, really blessed at my coaching company to have clients who come back again and again, clients who stay for a very long time. So the overwhelming majority of the business we do at my coaching company is returning customers or lifetime value of the customer. So that means people work with us for years, and that it is such a blessing. Like, they start in like our health coaching program. Many of them go on to our business coaching program. Many go on to our mastermind. And I feel so grateful and blessed. And I was thinking about what lesson have I embodied that it has allowed that to happen as the leader, right? As the founder, as the creator of these programs, these curriculums, right? These coaching businesses. And it is the core value that I shared with you guys last week that I want to share with you guys again today. And that is service leads and money follows. Service leads and money follows. One of the things I've had to do in business to be successful is really, really work on my ego, right? Sometimes we can get to a certain place in our personal development. Sometimes we can get to a certain place in our business and our perception of ourselves, where we begin to believe that we have outgrown or surpassed a certain level. And typically, that certain level is working for free. Typically, that certain level is working for a certain amount. Sometimes we can get to a place in business and we can get to a place in our lives and we can get to a place in our being where we believe, you know, I don't do that anymore. Like, I don't take free gigs. Like, I don't take on clients at no cost. I don't show up to stuff if it's not going to be at least this or that. Like, if you're not going to cover my costs, if there's not going to be this many people in the room, right? And so we sometimes, our inflated ego will compromise our entire business, the entire foundation of our business. And that is why out of our five core values at my coaching company, one of them is service leads and money follows. Now, let me tell you what occurred to me at 3-4 a.m. this morning. I woke up, I was in a hotel room this morning, and I woke up and I was like, it was like a divine, y'all know, I think I told y'all about my divine downloads that just just come out of nowhere. And I'd be like, oh, okay, thank you, God. That's what you want me to talk about this morning on the live, right? So I woke up in the hotel room this morning. I reached over and I grabbed my phone and I wrote this down. And it was, what God gave me this morning was this: blessings go out the front and come in through the back. I don't know. It was a divine download. Don't get mad at me if it wasn't deep, okay? But I'm going to say it again. Blessings go out the front and come in through the back. Blessings go out the front door and come in through the back door. And here's what I need you to understand about business, about life, about success, is that service leads. That's what that means. Service leads and money follows, right? The blessing that you're looking for, the blessing that you're praying for, you know, the blessing that you're hoping for, that is only going to be followed by you being a blessing. That's it. That's all it means, right? Everything that you're waiting for, praying for, hoping for, wishing for, will be accompanied by you being a blessing first. Blessings go out the front door and come in through the back door, right? And we all know this, right? We've all like heard when somebody's talking about giving and sharing and being generous, and we say, you know, we're just supposed to give it and don't worry about how we're going to get it back. We're just supposed to give it. And a lot of times we get it back, but not the same way we gave it. We sometimes don't even get it back from the same person or entity or place that we gave it to, right? And all of us, most of us know that intellectually, but I need you guys to embody this. Blessings go out the front door and come in through the back door, which means they don't always come in the same way they went out. And the lesson and the core value that I need you guys to embody, to meditate on, to pray on, is that service leads and money follows. You have to be service driven mentally in order to have success as an entrepreneur. You have to be service driven. Let me give you another one. Maybe this one to make sense. Service leads, opportunity follows. We're looking for the opportunity. We're looking for the tap on the shoulder. We're waiting for somebody to come, you know, pull on us. No, just show up and serve and opportunity will follow. Service leads, opportunity follows. Let me give you another one. Service leads and fame and notoriety follows. Service leads and fame and notoriety follows. So this past weekend, I was at a conference, right? And we were on a break during the conference. And so people were just kind of up milling around. And I was walking and this young lady came up to me, you know, she grabbed my shoulder and she was like, Lisa, right? I didn't know who she was. And she's like, Lisa. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, now, mind you, we're in Atlanta. Okay. We're in Atlanta. I live in Detroit. You know, my business is based in Detroit. She said, you're Lisa. And I said, yes. And she said, I used to come to your classes in downtown Detroit when you had your classes. She was like, I'm still on your email list. I get all your emails. We're in Atlanta. I don't even know. She may be from Detroit. I didn't even ask, but we're in Atlanta. And she's like, I used to come to your classes in downtown Detroit and listen to all your health classes. You know, thank you so much. I'm still on your emails. I get all your emails. And I was like, oh my God, what a blessing. I was like, thank you so much. Right. And I had told God like last year that I was going to be a better steward of my celebrity. Now, let's be clear. I don't really have celebrity. I don't really have much celebrity, right? So I'm not like pubbing myself up. But every now and then, I'm not going to lie, somebody recognizes me in public, right? Every now and then, somebody recognizes me. I'll be out and they'll come up to me. You know, I've been out at restaurants. I've been out at like bars hanging out and people will come up to me. Are you Lisa, the vegan on Instagram? Like, I follow you. I've been listening to your content forever. That's an amazing feeling, right? And so as that started happening more and more, I remember telling God last year, God, I'm going to be a better steward of my celebrity, right? You know how we are supposed to be good stewards of our money and good stewards of our gifts and good stewards of our time, right? And I realized as more and more people started recognizing me that I needed to be a good steward of my celebrity. And so when she tapped me on the shoulder this weekend in Atlanta, and she's like, "Lisa, I used to come to your classes. I follow you. You're amazing, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "Oh, thank you." So I did what I normally do when I get caught off guard by somebody recognizing me, because I'm naturally, my default setting is I'm more introverted, right? And so I don't jump into, "Hey," you know, I just like, "Oh my God, thank you." I just go into gratitude and I usually bid them adieu. I usually wish them well. And that's what I did with her. But as soon as I did that, I was like, shoot, I course corrected in my mind. And I was like, I should have asked her more questions about herself. I should have asked her her name. I should have like engaged with her more. And so luckily we were at this conference and there was a good chance that I was going to see her again because we weren't just on the street, right? And so a couple hours later on the same day, she came walking my way again and I grabbed her by the arm and I said, "Hey, I apologize earlier when you stopped me. I meant to ask you your name," right? And she told me her name and I was like, "I just wanted to say thank you, you know, again for following me and coming to my classes all those years ago." And I asked her, I said, "So how's your health? Right? How's everything going for you?" Right? Because I teach health. She used to come to my health classes, my plant-based classes. And she told me, she's like, "Not that good. I'm okay." She's like, "But I have an issue with emotional eating and I have an issue with stress eating. And when I get stressed and when I get triggered, I do this." And so, you know, I just started pouring into her as much as I could. We were on this break and I started pouring into her as much as I could. And I was like, you know, as she was unveiling and talking to me, I was like, "You know what? We don't really have time to unpack this right here." I was like, "Text me. And I'm going to send you a link to book a call with me. And I want to help you. I want to go further with this." And she was like, "Okay," right? And okay. And so first of all, I had the opportunity to uphold my promise to God, which is I'm going to be a better steward of my celebrity, right? When somebody recognizes me and sees me out, I'm going to make sure I am present with them and I lean into them. And I don't just go to my default setting, which is thank you so much. And it was good to see you and run away, right? That's usually what I do. But I was like, no, I'm going deeper. I want to serve in the moment. I want to master serving in the moment. But then also it reminded me of what I'm telling you guys today, which is service leads and money follows. She recognized me out in the real world after having seen me teach on stages and getting my emails, right? And she was happy to see me, right? And so my service led her, you know, to me. And it was such an amazing feeling of knowing that when I kind of delved into that mini coaching session with her, you know, that I am who I am in person. And I'm the same person in my emails. I'm the same person on my podcast. I'm the same person when you guys see me on these other platforms. I really lead with service because the class that she was talking about that she was coming to years ago, I did for free. Like I never charged for that class. It was a complimentary class that I did in downtown Detroit, teaching plant-based nutrition to anybody in the community who would come out. And she recognized me from that. And I'm like, wow, right? And all these years later, she's still getting my emails. She hasn't unsubscribed from me, right? Because this happens to me all the time where people will raise their hand and work with me or they will see me and they'd be like, "Oh, I've been listening to you for years. I've been getting your emails for years." You know what I mean? Like they haven't unsubscribed from me because I've been just in service. I've just been in service. And so that is the lesson that I'm here to share with you guys today. Number one, blessings go out the front door and come in through the back door. That means, guys, you have to start leading with service. I understand you want the money. I understand you want the opportunity. I understand you want the recognition. I understand you want the acknowledgement and the achievement and the spotlight. I understand all that. Service has to precede that. Service leads, money follows. Service leads, opportunity follows. Service leads, fame and notoriety follows. Obedience leads and favor follows. That's the way it works. That's the order of operations. Anybody ever take a math class, right? They'd be like, wait, you can't do the addition and subtraction before you do the division and the multiplication. Like there is a science, like favor and success. There's a science to it. It's not a luck of the draw. It's not, you know, some people just get dealt a good hand or a bad hand. I need you to understand the science of success. There's an order of operations. So me, I'm a nerd, okay? I went to Caltech in Detroit. Then I went and got a full scholarship, a full ride to the University of Michigan. And I went on to get my MBA. I did 2 years of pre-med before I dropped out and was like, forget y'all, I'm about to go save lives on my own terms, okay? So I'm a little bit of a geek. And before I dropped out of pre-med, Okay. I took organic chemistry 1 and 2 before I came to my senses and dropped out. Okay. Okay. Let's just be clear. I took organic chemistry 1 and 2 and passed them. Okay. You know, I'm a bit of a nerd, right? And I have my share of schooling and degrees and all of that. And I really, because I'm more of a logical brain person, I really like sciences. I like the math. I like the chemistry. And, you know, it's like 1 and 1, 2. Don't argue. It ain't no theory, right? It ain't no lovey-dovey feelings, which interesting, though, is my undergrad is in psychology, right? So I do get into the gray areas a bit. But I really like science and I really like exact, you know, things that are tend to be a little more exact. And I said all that to say that I'm not saying I'm the most successful business owner in the world. Of course not. I have a long way to go. Like there's a lot more success coming my way. But the fact that I've been able to give my gift the responsibility of paying my bills and it's working, I think I might have a little credibility. And so I say that to say, guys, there's a science to success. And in this case, when I say success, I'm talking about creating something out of your brain, selling it to another human in exchange for what they value the most, their money, their time, their attention, and you being able to do that repeatedly so much so that you're able to maintain a certain quality of life. That's a big deal. Over time, okay? So I've been in business since 2015, right? And I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I don't have a 9-to-5. I don't have a side gig. Like I'm a full-time entrepreneur. My intellectual property is what I sell. I don't have physical products. Okay. I create stuff in my brain and I tell people it could solve a problem and they believe me. Okay. And it's worked. Glory be to God. Okay. So what I'm saying is there's a formula to this success, right? There's a science to this success. And the order of operations that I want you guys to understand in order to have success for yourselves is that service leads and money follows. It's that blessings go out the front door and come in through the back. That's it. So everything that you're praying for, I need you to stop thinking you too good to work for free. I need you to stop thinking you too good to take that amount that's below your normal rate. I need you to stop thinking you're too good when you show up in these communities and because you've been in business for a long time and because you have all this experience under your belt, you feel like you don't need to hear what they got to say. You done heard that already. You need something new now. I need you to get the chip off your shoulder. I need you to get over your ego. Like ego work. Some of y'all think y'all need to be doing studying business. Some of you guys need to be studying the ego because it's drowning you and you're not going to go far as long as you think I'm too good for that. Like I remember I've had clients before who, you know, be like, I learned this already. I'm like, well, why you don't have a result that you should have from knowing it? I don't care about you heard this before. Knowledge is nothing if it's not applied. Right. And so sometimes our ego, we can get a little too big for our britches, guys, and we look up and we don't have the success that we want in our feelings about it. And now our ego is so inflated that it's causing us to stifle our own business and our own self. So service leads and money follows. Here's what I want you to start doing. When like I still to this day do free speaking engagements. Right. I still to this day do complimentary masterclasses every month. Right. I still to this day, somebody reach out to me. Hey, Lise, can you be on my podcast? Hey, Lise, can you be on my platform? Yeah. I'm not like, I'm past that free stuff. I don't do nobody's IG live anymore. Excuse me. I'll be on somebody's IG live this week. Like, who do I think I am? Service leads. I look forward to the moments where somebody can stop me in a whole nother city, thousands of miles away from the one I live in and be like, I saw you in your city back in Detroit serving years ago. And thank you for what you did. That fills my heart. I'm always going to be chasing that. There's nothing like somebody saying, I took you up on your offer to serve. That's what you should be looking forward to is a community of people who took you up on your offer to serve. So if it bothers you to think, oh, I'm at this stage of the game and I shouldn't be working for free, let's just change the language. Stop working for free and start serving for free. What do you need to tell yourself to get out here and be a blessing to somebody? Stop working for free and start serving for free. That's what we all need to do. We need to turn the volume down on our ego and we need to recognize that blessings go out the front door and come in through the back, which means every single thing that you're praying for, wishing for, and hoping for has to follow service. It has to, guys. It just has to. Hey, pardon the interruption, but I really need your help. Listen, here are the facts. Nearly half of all Americans have cardiovascular disease. Approximately 75% of Americans are considered overweight or obese. 6 out of 10 Americans are battling a chronic disease, and 4 out of 10 have 2 or more. And these chronic diseases include things such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and Alzheimer's. Listen, what we know to be true is that a whole food plant-based protocol is one of the most effective dietary approaches to combating these chronic health challenges. And I am committed and dedicated to doing everything I can to helping individuals adopt a whole food plant-based protocol to either prevent or arrest and combat these chronic health challenges. But I need your help to do so. Listen, we just opened up enrollment again for the Plant Protocol Plant-Based Coaching Certification. As you know, this is my plant-based coaching certification where I help coaches and health professionals just like yourself to master plant-based and lifestyle science, to master the art of coaching, and to master business acumen to make sure you have all the tools necessary to create, sustain, and grow a health coaching business. If you've been listening here for a while, you're more than likely wondering if you can do it. And I'm here to tell you, you can. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to apply for the Plant Protocol. We're enrolling for just a few days, and I would love to have you join me on this mission to help individuals live a higher quality of life for as long as they can. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm speaking in a couple of months in DC, and when she asked me to speak, you know, I told her my rate, and she like, mm-mm. Right? The offer was about $7,000 less than what my rate was at the time. And she's like, you know, we want you here. We'll pay for your room. We'll pay for your flight. But that fee, we're going to have, this is the amount we got. She's like, I said, say less. I said, this is a group of Black women that I specifically think my message will land for. I think I can help them. I said, I'll be there. Right. I said, I'll be there. And she's like, thank you. I said, now I do got a requirement, right? You're not going to pay me financially what I'm asking for, but you got to have some good plant-based options on deck. I said, don't let me come up in this 4-day conference and you ain't got no solid vegan food for me. Don't come in there with no romaine lettuce and no plain black beans and think you're doing something. She said, say less. I'll make sure you got good plant-based options. And I'm like, I'll be there. I'm going to fly out to DC in July. I'll be at your event. I'll speak. We'll do our thing. Right. I'm never too big to be in service. Never too big to be in service. And listen, I also have possibility models who show me this. So here's another thing. If you find yourself sometimes outsmarting yourself about who you are, what you think you should have, where you think you should be, I would implore you to find a possibility model, somebody who you can model your behaviors after. But more importantly, it's not really model behaviors, model beliefs. So I have possibility models. So all of my coaches are who I aspire to be, right? From a belief standpoint, not from a success standpoint. I don't care about their money, their cars, where they live. I look at what they believe and I say, okay, these are the beliefs I need to model. These are the beliefs I need to embody. So my coaches are service-led. So I'm trained by service-led people. And so therefore, I am a service-led person. So that was the divine download at 4 a.m. this morning in my hotel, y'all. That's all I got for y'all is blessings go out the front door and come in through the back door is what God said, right? And so if you want to be in miracle territory, I think I told y'all this a couple of weeks ago. If you want to be in miracle territory and you're looking for that miracle for your health, for your finances, for your relationships, for your business, for your faith, if you're looking for the miracle, the easiest and quickest way to get to it is to become a miracle. That's it. The easiest and quickest way to get the miracle is to become a miracle. I have a project coming up that you guys are going to hear about fairly soon. We're waiting on some final dates of some stuff, right? And the woman who's doing this project, she reached out to me a couple of weeks ago in December. And she's like, hey, Lise, we have this other lady that's going to be a part of the project, but she really needs help right now. She's in a tough spot. She needs help with her health. She was like, so I was wondering if you could hop on a call with her and just like, you know, kind of talk to her about her health. She needs to be fully plant-based and blah, blah, blah. Now, when she asked me to do this in the early part of December, I already had my holiday vacation planned. I was taking like 10 days off for the last 10 days of 2023, right? And so, you know, this lady who's doing this project that I'm a part of, she called me and she's like, I need you to talk. Would you mind having a phone call with this lady? Now, I know the deal. I'm a coach. One phone call don't do nothing for nobody. You know, it's a rare condition in this day and age, as the sitcom song goes. It's a rare condition in this day and age that I'm about to really change somebody and get them the transformation they need in one phone call. So what happened was, we did a Zoom call, the three of us on the call, and I met the woman and she started breaking down her issues and I knew what it was. And I had to help her before January 9th because January 9th was when she was going to finish up the project. So the woman who called me wanted me to help her in the rest of December and the first part of January. Now, I told you I had already scheduled my holiday vacation for the last 10 days of the year. And we all know when you try and create boundaries for yourself, you're supposed to enforce them. So I had a short battle in my mind. I was like, damn, I just planned my vacation. I wrote notes all in my calendar, like I am not taking any calls, any clients for the last 10 days of 2023. I don't want no money. I don't want nothing. I want to sit down and be still, right? But she called me and she said, I need your help. This is our last person who's going to be a part of the project. And I need you to talk to her. And I knew after talking to her that I couldn't talk to her one time. I knew after talking to her that I couldn't talk to her one time per week. I knew after talking to her that I needed to talk to her two times per week from that day, which was like mid to early December through January 9th, which was right smack in the dab in the middle of my vacation. And I said, yes, because service leads, right? And so we just finished up our final session this past Tuesday, a couple of days ago. I did two sessions per week with her, coaching her, right, in her health for 3 weeks. And at the end of that session, she was almost in tears. She said, Lisa, she was like, this was life changing. This was life changing. I don't know how to thank you. She calls me Dr. Lisa, by the way, right? Like everybody know I dropped out of pre-med. Y'all can have y'all DR, y'all DO, y'all MD. Y'all can take it because I've been saving lives way before y'all even. But anyway, so she calls me Dr. Lisa. She said, I don't know how it's going to happen, but you Dr. Lisa to me, right? And she said, this was a blessing from God. And I'm like, this was worth a little bit of my vacation time. You know what I mean? Because she would be the only person I would talk to. Like, I cleared my days, y'all. But I had her at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. We did a 30-minute session on Tuesday, a 30-minute session on Friday. And then I would just continue my vacation for the rest of the day and take it easy. I'm like, you know what? When you get that lesson embodied in your spirit, that service leads and money follows, it is what it is. You sacrifice a little bit of your boundaries. You sacrifice a little of your vacation time. And because of the work we were able to do together, she was able to show up in the project that we're all collectively working on as a much better person and as a healthier version of herself. And I just did what God told me to do. You know, I thought I wanted to take a vacation because that was my plan. Y'all know the saying, right? If you know you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plan. So my plan was to be on vacation the last 10 days of 2023. God's plan was for me to serve. It's what it is. So those of you who are really struggling with ego and you think you're too good for something, you think you've outgrown something, you think you're too grown to have a coach, you've been trying these health goals, these business goals you got, you listening to my podcast, you getting my emails, you coming to my classes and you still feel like I can do it myself. Okay. You and your ego have a good time for 2024, getting the same or less results than you got last year because you thought you too good, because you think you know your problem, so you don't need help solving it. Let your ego keep getting you in trouble. Just watch and see what happened. Candace on Facebook said, I have tried vegan, though plant-based is a little confusing to me. I'm sad to admit that. I totally get it, Candace. Wait, is it Candace or Candice? I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, but I'll tell you this. I identify as a whole food plant-based vegan. Now, what some people do in our culture, and this may or may not confuse you more, so I apologize in advance on Martin Luther King's birthday, is that what some people in our culture do is they use the terms interchangeably vegan and plant-based, right? Meaning they are the same in some people's eyes. But other people, they call themselves plant-based, meaning they have a lot of plants in their diet, but they're not vegan. They still eat meat, right? And so Niece. Okay. Candice. Got it. All right. Sorry about that. So sometimes people say they're plant-based, but it's because they eat a lot of plant-based meals, even though they still eat animal products. Me, the way I teach it, the way I coach to it, and most importantly, the way I live it, is I'm a whole food plant-based vegan. So I don't consume any animal products. I also don't consume any refined sugar. I don't eat all that processed vegan junk food. And so my diet is made up of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And you can get a lot of meals, a lot of variety out of that, believe it or not. Like you don't have to have chicken and cheese and eggs and butter to have good, delicious meals. Cause I'm also very Black, like born and raised Black. Like I didn't just get Black in my 30s. I'm Black, which means I like seasoned food. I like good food like y'all too. I don't know why y'all think when we stop eating meat and animal products that we tap out of flavor. We're not in tap out of flavor. Y'all gonna stop acting like my food is bland. Okay. I'm very much like, I'm well seasoned. Hello. I'm well seasoned and I like my food well seasoned. Okay. So when I say my meals are made up of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, I don't want you guys to hear no seasoning, no flavor, no taste, rabbit food. All right. And so funny, people be coming to my classes and stuff and they're like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see somebody like you teaching this stuff because I go to other communities, they meals ain't doing it for me. I'm like, I get it. I can't just pour chickpeas out of can into a bowl either and eat them. That I'm gonna need a little flavor. You gotta add some swag to my meals, right? So trust me when I tell you I eat well, and trust me when I tell you I am in the best physical, but most importantly, Candice, mental and emotional state I've ever been, and it feels amazing. So I don't know what reason you're considering plant-based, but if it has anything to do with issues from the neck up and not just the neck down, I would inspire you and implore you and beg you to give it a try, because the absolute biggest benefit that I got from removing all animal products and refined sugar out of my diet was my executive functioning. So just like organization, memory, recall, concentration, creativity, and then controlling my emotions. So we got emotional intelligence, you know, that depression and anxiety, none of those issues, right? Just really having full control and trust in my brain and my mind. I don't know if that makes sense, but like I can trust my decisions. Like I can trust my thinking. I can trust my ability to process things. And then I can trust the decision that I make at the end of the processing. I don't know. I told you I might confuse you a little more. You know, happy birthday, Martin Luther King. We may or may not have made him proud. I don't know. But so that's what I want you to know, that it is worth it. And then, of course, it's worth it from the neck down. All the data shows that, you know, a whole food plant-based diet is going to reverse all type of conditions. It's the number one diet that's going to combat the number one killer in our country, which is heart disease. And so it's extremely, extremely beneficial from the neck down. But there's a ton of data for that. There's not as much data, you know, really breaking down the science of how a whole food plant-based vegan approach will impact from the neck up. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that too. Let's see. Candy said, I struggle with eczema and I'm quite sure it's related to food. Also believe I have a ton of food allergies. I will fast, but the moment I consume food, my body is in pain. Yeah, that is a great reason to go move into an elimination diet so that you can get a lot of that, those inflammatory foods out of the diet. So you want your plate to be as clean as possible, meaning we're not eating a bunch of stuff out of a can, a box, a bag, right? But you really want to prioritize whole food candies. So when it comes to inflammation, I would implore you to get rid of all dairy, all sugar, right? Because when it comes to eczema, all that stuff is going to dry you out. It's going to dehydrate you. And then it's also going to cause inflammation. Okay. So I want you to get rid of all dairy. I want you to get rid of all sugar. I want you to get rid of all animal products. And don't even try and put like a lifetime situation on it in your mind, if that helps, right? It can be a finite goal for right now. And just give it like a solid 60 days. And DM me too, Candice, okay? Take my email, hello@lisaangelsmith.com, hello@lisaangelsmith.com. And I'm going to message you when we get off here and I'll send you a link. Just book a call with me. We can talk and I can break it down for you. And then I also have a ton of free classes and stuff and intro classes to this lifestyle. So don't worry, I got you. But what we're not going to do is just wonder about if it could work and never do it. Okay. Now don't come back here with that story. All right. Very good. So I hope this was helpful, guys. That was my divine download from God this morning at 3 a.m. in my hotel room now. Typically helping you guys out in business or in health. That's my jam. Health coaching, business coaching. And then I have a mastermind, Clarity, where I help you guys really get into the driver's seat of your life in your business and surrender to a life of radical obedience. So you guys heard me say it earlier. Obedience leads and favor follows. All right. That's it, y'all. Bye. Have a phenomenal week, guys.
You tuned in today because, like me, you're a disruptor. You're passionate about health and you have firsthand experience of taking a whole food plant-based approach to combating chronic health challenges. You want to see lifestyle and dietary modifications become the norm in the way in which we practice healthcare. However, you need mastery around nutrition and lifestyle science, a better understanding of behavior change to improve client compliance, and confidence in your ability to effectively coach clients to adopting those lifestyle modifications. You need the Plant Protocol. Visit theplantprotocol.com to apply, and let's work together to improve the way in which we care for our most prized possession, our health. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. Until next time, remember, radical obedience is still undefeated. Stay obedient.